Rishut of Yudkeni. This year is the Ilyin Nishmas, my grandmother, Alei HaSholem, Chana, or Chana Bas Rav Yitzchok, which is Yotzeit, is Yitzchok of. And the shiur is on the halachas of Baal Tanin paying wages on time. Instead of giving my own introduction, I've taken out a copy of the introduction of the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed, where on the prokim that deal with the mitzvah and the sum involved in Baal Tanin. So I've taken out the beginning and the end of his introduction. I'd like to go through it quickly. Oido isi lechad al halachas din tashum is tatsochi, neishu dobo ha'oime berumi shel oilam. Chofetz Chaim saying he wants to speak about the halachas of paying wages on time because this is something which is very relevant. Sheyesh azeh kama v'kama lavin mefuroshin batera, v'yesh mei ozom mezalzmin behem b'avinusin harabim. There's a number of mefurosh isurim, and unfortunately people aren't mapped on keeping these halachas. So noke lahem la'aches etashlumim b'shul eze sibakala. People, for whatever small reason, they delay payment. They don't bother picking up debts which are owed them by other people in order that they'll have the money to pay their wages. Or to get change in order that they can pay their work. A person's mechuyev to do this, whether the person they're employing is wealthy or kol shekein if they're poor. Kama mechuyev balabayis liris lishalim le bizmani kdei shiyeh le bemaliyis hu anshei beisrei. Especially if he's forced that him and his family have what to eat, have what to live off. Kama zechsi v'krob v'chash is teitzei v'yemit is in story. V'yisova olav ha-shemesh ki onihu v'ayla v'yemitis nashu v'ikor. Halecha l'ashem v'hoya b'chochet. Now here I jumped out to the end of his introduction. And he carries on as follows. But when he's saying haradim, unfortunately, yeshanoshim shenokel lehem nifcha yisalsochim yisori. There's some people who underpay their workers, meaning they pay them less than the amount agreed. V'leyodim ki benashim hu sho'ev malavim dayreis. They don't realize the severity of what they're doing. Gamot v'dav when he's saying haradim, meitzel eiza anoshim shasochi doifik al pischehim layla v'yoyim v'ein shemeh aloi. Unfortunately, some people have their workers knocking on their door, calling them day and night, and they ignore them. Especially when the money owed is only a small amount, and people don't pay attention to the fact that, as far as the Torah is concerned, there is no difference between a small amount of money or a large amount of money. And unfortunately, a lot of these employers are people who fortunately they're people who are blaming the Torah, people who generally, when it comes to keeping the Torah mitzvahs, make sure they do what they're meant to be doing. The time is mitzvah tzatzur kedas kalocha. The mitzvah zeishot tashlumi sochi bismanoi refuyo biyotam b'avinisinu ab ma'afilu b'mokum shenegel etzircha ba'almo. And unfortunately, for some reason, when it comes to this mitzvah of paying workers on time, people seem to overlook their responsibilities and that which the Torah requires from them. Mitzvaynanti says the Chofetz Chaim comes to the conclusion she calls their bolohem mitadmir to chisor yedir ba'alocha zu. It must be that the reason that people who are normally makpid to keep that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them, and when it comes to this area they're lax, it must be because they're not familiar with the actual halachas involved. But vaday she'ilu ha'yodim is there, if they would be aware of the halachas involved, but vaday ha'yim mezorizim neshalim bezvanim, for sure they would hasten in order to pay on time. L'kayim b'zeh ha'mitzvah aseh shaviyem tit nesori, not to imkayim mitzvah aseh l'kam she'ilav ala alavim she'eshvinu zeh, in order not to give on the esurim as well. Just like you find that other people, that members of Klal Yisrael are always particular to keep those mitzvahs which have a time frame in them. Like you find, says the Chofetz Chaim, have you ever seen someone that comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah comes in, they let the morning, the afternoon, the evening, and then the evening they decide they're ready now to blow shofar? On the contrary, on the contrary, people wake up in the morning, some people are mapping not to eat before they blow shofar, they're excited, they want to do the mitzvah as soon as they can. However, when it comes to this mitzvah, which is just as much a mitzvah deraisa, on the contrary, it's even more important, those mitzvahs, because they're also laven, they're soon involved. Come on, Miss Gaba Yitzhak, we can see that the Yitzhak obviously has a personal battle when it comes to this mitzvah that makes people ignore its importance. Therefore, it's important and it's worthwhile spending time going through these halachas in order that we're aware of the requirements which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Now, in truth, it's worth having a share on the Sefer Avos Chesed, doesn't mean my Haskama, and especially when it comes to these halachas about Tzolim, where it goes into great detail. Unfortunately, today we only have half an hour, and I've already used up about 6 minutes. So we're going to go through the main fundamental point of the halachas about Tzolim, which is why I've made the copy, so it's hopefully easier if you've got it in front of you. And I'm happy to answer, hopefully, be able to answer any questions which anyone has at the end of the shiur. Now, first of all, the halachas of Al-Tolim, people are aware that there is a mitzvah of Al-Tolim that is still involved in not paying wages on time. People are not aware that the halachas of Al-Tolim apply as well when it comes to other areas of rent, not just renting people, not just employment, also other areas of rent, renting movable objects. The person makes a simcha, they rent chairs, renting phones, renting other things, renting property as well, also is included in this about Tolin. Unfortunately, today we don't have time to go through those other aspects and more detail of the halachos. Mitzvah, there will be hopefully another shiva where we'll tackle those issues. Today we're strictly discussing the halachos of Tolin when it applies to employment, it applies to paying workers on time. I like to split the halachos into three categories. First of all, when is this deadline that we have to make sure we pay by? Second of all, what other aspects can affect whether there is or isn't an issa? And finally, who exactly, which type of employee do these halakas apply to? So first of all, when is the deadline? Now before we mention when the deadline is, it's important to know that the halakas of Al-Tolan can only apply to work that's already been done, and now you owe the employee for the work which he's done. However, if for example, as seems to be quite customary here in town, if for example a lady runs a kindergarten from her house and she asks for the month's rent, for the month's kindergarten fees up front, so there if you bring your child to kindergarten at the beginning of the month and you haven't brought the money, although you might not have met your obligation which you signed up for at the beginning of the year, that is nothing to do with Baltolim. Since she hasn't yet done the work, there cannot be an Issa Baltolim. When the Issa Baltolim will take effect, will it be at the end of the first day, will it be at the end of the first month, that we haven't got time for today. Now it's important to know that the Baltonic can only be for work that's already been done. The Mishnah of Mitzvah Taf Kuf Yud Amud Beis tells us a worker who works from dawn till dusk, you have till the following dawn in order to pay him. A person works as soon as the sun rises and he stops working when sun sets, which in those days a lot of the employment was like that, so there's no electricity, etc. So people work till it got dark. So you have till sunrise the following day to pay him. If sunrise comes and you haven't paid him, and you've been mevatel an asay and you've been over on a lav, eschi laila, someone who works the whole night until sunrise. So then if he finishes literally at sunrise, then you have till sunset of that day to pay him, and if you don't pay him, then you'll be over on a lav and mevatel an asay. Says the Mishnah and explains the Gemara, most workers don't literally stick to that time frame. A lot of workers, let's say for example, you have a worker who works from 9 to 5, and the Mishnah explains that these halachas apply not just to a person who works for one day, doesn't make a difference a day, a week, a month, whatever it is. Let's say someone's working for you and you pay him on a monthly basis, and he's meant to be paid on the last day of the month at the end of the day. The end of the day is 5 o'clock, so 5 o'clock is when you're meant to pay him. So if it's in the summer and 5 o'clock is before Shkia, you have till Shkia to pay him his wage. We'll see soon other exceptions which might make a difference whether there is an issa or not. We'll come to that soon. But you have till Shkia to pay him his wage. If you haven't paid him his wage by Shkia, you've been mevatel an asay and over on a lav. If it's in the winter and 5 o'clock is already dark, so then you have till sunrise the next morning to pay him his wage. I'm just going to put in here something which we're going to speak at right near the end, but just that when you're hearing the halachas, you should be clear in your mind. These halachas which we're talking about refer specifically to employing a Jewish person. And employing a goy, we'll see what the halachas are later on. Now, if, for example, therefore, a person employs an electrician comes, he finishes his work, he gives him the invoice, he wants to be paid, and you now don't pay him, and sunset comes, you'll be over on the issa. Now, there are certain exceptions. One of the exceptions is if the person who you're hiring knows at the time when you're hiring him that there's a possibility that he won't be paid on time, and we'll see different reasons why there should be such a possibility, but he's aware that there's such a possibility, and nevertheless he takes on a job, then we say that our guard came, he took on the job. He knows initially when he's taking on the job there's a possibility he won't be paid on time, which means that he's moichel, he forfeits his right to be paid on time, and therefore if it comes to time you don't pay him on time, you will not be over on the ifa. And the Farshim lists three different examples why it should be that there's a possibility he won't be paid on time. The first example is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if, for example, you employ a tailor to make you suits, and he makes you the suits, and then you go to the shuk, you go to the market, and you sell them at the market. Now, he finishes making the suits to you on Thursday. Yom HaShuk, the day of the market, is only the following Monday. He knows until you sell the suits, you won't have the money to pay him. So therefore, he knows there's no way he's going to get paid till Tuesday, whatever happens. So in such a case, there won't be an issa if he's not paid on time. The second example is, which is very relevant nowadays, if a person employs, for example, a lawyer, and they know that when the lawyer finishes the work, let's say it's on a Tuesday, the lawyer finishes the work which is required of them, the normal procedure is that the lawyer will then send out an invoice, and the invoice will only reach you by Wednesday, Thursday, and only when you get the invoice are you going to pay, because you cannot pay until you have an invoice. So in such a situation where he knows that he will not be paid when he finishes the work, he'll only get paid when the invoice reaches you and then you'll pay him. So in such a case, there will be no issue about Tonus for not paying him when he finished the work. And finally, and this is unfortunate, but there are people who one knows when one is hired by them, they're the type of person who doesn't pay their workers on time. Now, even though to get that reputation, they have to already have been over on the issa a number of times, but now that they have such a reputation, so since when you take the job by them, either because they're that type of person, or because they're in that type of field, unfortunately certain fields have a reputation for not paying their workers on time, so if you know that you're in such a type of environment, then also there won't be an issa, because when you take on the job, al-das kain, that's what you know. Now, there's a very important halacha here. The halacha is that the issa of balkonim only happens at the time when a person is meant to, the sunrise or sunset immediately after when the work was finished. So therefore, if, for example, you hire, let's get the electrician. The electrician comes, he finishes the job at 3 o'clock in your house. He writes down invoice straight away. He's asking to be paid. So now, if it comes to 5 o'clock, sunset, and you don't pay him, then you'll be over on the lav. Now, what happens after that? Do we say every hour after that you're over on the lav again? Do we say maybe every sunrise, every sunset? How does it work? Now, halacha is that it's about telling you are only over if you are over once. And that is at the sunrise or sunset immediately after when the work is finished. And if, for some reason, let's take the case of the lawyer. The lawyer finishes his work at 3 o'clock, and he then sends out an invoice, and then comes 5 o'clock sunset. You're not over on Balton, as you mentioned, because you're not mechuyev to pay till you get the invoice. So then we don't say that when you get the invoice, then you'll be over on Baltolin, because Baltolin can only happen at the time, the sunrise or sunset, immediately after completion of work. Now, don't think that means you don't have to pay him, you don't have to rush to pay him, because Chazal created a Issa Jabonon, a Lav Mizivrim, that a person is obliged to pay their workers on time. So then what's the difference between whether it's a Deraisa or Jabonon? Chas v'Shalom, we don't say it's only Jabonon, we don't have to keep it. So the Mefarshim explained, the difference is that the Lav Deraisa, even if the reason I don't pay my worker is because I forget about it, I'm too busy doing something else, and therefore I don't realize I was meant to pay them, it doesn't make a difference. I'm still over on my Issa, I've been over on the Lav and the Vassal last day. However, the Lav Mizivrayim, the Jabonon Halakha, was created solely to ensure that people don't intentionally delay paying their workers. However, if a person forgets, by mistake, he didn't go on purpose, he was busy with something, and he forgot to pay his workers, one will not be over on the Lav Jabonon. So there's a clear difference there, and we'll come back to that shortly. Now, we've spoken about the person who's paid, when the deadline is, if you're paid for your time. What about if you're paid for the job? So if you're paid for the job, there is a distinction. If, for example, you call in a plumber who charges for the job, he comes into your house, he does the job, he finishes the job, so then clearly you have to pay him by the sunset or the sunrise, whichever is next, from when he finishes the job. However, what happens in the case when you, for example, giving your suit to the dry cleaner? You're giving your suit to the dry cleaner, there it's an employment, you're paying him to clean your suit. So then the halacha is that even if they might finish your suit, let's say today, Friday, they finish your suit, you don't have time to pick up your suit today, there's no issa of not paying them until you've actually picked up the suit. And therefore, if, for example, you haven't got the money to pay them, you're advised to not go and pick up the suit until you have the money to pay them. I would mention now, very, very important, in all of these halachas, there is no issa involved if the employee is moichel, the fact that he has the right to be paid on time. All of these halachas are talking about if the person who you're hiring wants to be paid on time and you're not paying him on time for your own reasons. But if he's moichel, if he says it's okay, you can pay me later, I don't mind, and he genuinely means that, then there's no issa involved. Now therefore, the halacha is, if a person has given in an item to be fixed by somebody for him, or to have something done to it, until he's picked up the item, there'll be no issa involved. Now, the Seis tells us a very important halacha. The halachas of Baltonim apply only, as we've mentioned, to rent. Whether it's renting people, in other words, hiring people, employment, or renting other items. But if, for example, a person purchases something, and they haven't yet paid for that which they've purchased, even though they're obliged to pay up, but this issa, deraisa of Baltonim, has got nothing to do with that scenario. Similarly, too, if a person has a debt, they owe money, that's got nothing to do with Baltonim. Baltonim is talking about money owed for work done or for renting something. Therefore, the Ksais of the Chiddush says, the Ksais, if I go to a tailor and ask him to make me a suit, and he is meant to provide the cloth, he is meant to provide everything. I walk in, he takes my measurements, I walk out, and then he calls me up when the suit's ready. So the Ksais, even though you might use the loshon, you might use the language of employment, you might say you're hiring him to make you a suit, in actual fact, what you're doing is you're purchasing a tailor-made suit. He is making the whole suit, he's selling you the suit. And therefore, since it's a situation of a mekach, of an of a purchase, not an employment, there'll be no issa of Baltonim, even if one doesn't pay when one actually picks it up. Now, other conditions that affect Baltonim, there are at least three more requirements that are required in order to earn Baltonim. Chazal explained, first of all, a person who hires a worker through a third party is not earn Baltonim. One has to hire the worker directly. We'll see that in a minute. Second of all, the employee has to ask for his wages. If he doesn't ask for his wages in the time frame when he's meant to be paid, then you're also not even about Baltonim. And finally, the employer has to have money to pay. If he doesn't have money to pay, then he's not even about Baltonim. Let's just explain briefly what each of these points are. The first point, that if a person employs through a shliach, there's no issa Baltonim. We don't have time, unfortunately, today to explain why that is. But that's the halacha. If a person employs through a shliach, there's no baltonim. To such an extent that the Gemara in Baba Masiyah says that there are amoraim who, when they have to hire a worker, specially hire the worker through a third party. They got someone else to hire them the worker in order they won't be able to baltonim. Says Tosus, what pshat? They know when they hire the worker they're not going to pay. They're not going to pay on time. That's their intention. Chas v'shalom. Says Tosus, no. When they hire through a third party, there won't be issa deraisa, but there will be issa drabonim. However, like we mentioned, they were worried, what happens if I hire this worker, and now at the time when I have to pay him before Shkia, I'm too busy and I forget about it, so I'll be over on Issa Deraisa. I don't want to be over on Issa Deraisa. So I'll hire him through a third party, and there'll still be an Issa Drabona on me if I don't pay on time. But like we said, the Issa Drabona won't apply if the reason why I don't pay on time is because by accident I was too busy doing something else. So therefore, Mephoshim brings down this as an idea that if a person's hiring a worker, it's advisable to hire through a third party. Not that they shouldn't have to pay on time, but that if they by mistake don't pay on time, they won't be over on the issa. Now, this halacha extends even, for example, if you get your secretary or your employer, your employee to hire someone for you. Rabbi Yashir takes this one step further. Rabbi Yashir says, if you call up, for example, a plumbing firm, and the secretary answers the phone, and you ask the secretary, can they send out a plumber? And they then send out a plumber. Or let's say it's even there's only one plumber there. One person, he is self-employed and he's got a secretary answer the phone. Says Rabbi Yashir, since the secretary is the shliach of the plumber, so therefore that is considered as well hiring through a shliach, and there will be no issa, which is a chiddush. Now, it's worth knowing that the Aruch HaShulchan says, we have a klal in Shas, a ishtei kegufoi, a person's wife is considered like himself. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, when it comes to these halachas, if a person's wife, for example, and hires someone on behalf of her husband, there will be an issa baltonim. We don't say that a wife is considered just like a shliach, a wife is considered like a person himself. So anyone, a husband who gives in a shaitel for his wife, or a wife who does something for the husband, whatever it might be, there are the regular halachas of baltonim. Now the second point we mentioned is that the employee has to ask their money. Now there's more than shukhnos and shin on the test, where all these halachas of baltonim are brought down. And there, even though it says the person has to ask their money, the Mefarshim Chofetz Chaim explains the reason for this is if a person doesn't ask their money when it's upon completion of the job, then we say the reason is they're moichel, they're forfeiting their right to be paid on time. They're not forfeiting their right to be paid. But if they don't ask the money when they finish the job, the reason is because they're not up to be paid on time. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if that's the reason why one has to ask the money, so often, for example, you have a gardener. The gardener, as far as I'm aware, the normal mahalas of a gardener is, they'll come to your house, So they'll mow your lawn, and then when they finish, they come and ring the bell and say, "I've finished." Right? And often they might not say, "Can you therefore please pay me?" They say, "I'm finished." Says the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why? Because they say, "I'm finished," meaning, "Can you please pay me?" That's understood. They might be a bit embarrassed to say, "And therefore can you pay me?" Says the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, since it's clear that they're coming to be paid, and they're definitely not moichel their right to be paid on time, even though they might not have asked the money specifically, there will be an issue if a person doesn't pay them. Similarly too, with any other employee who a person thinks there's a possibility that they want to be paid, and the fact they haven't asked, it doesn't mean that they're moichel, there will be an obligation to pay on time. The Mefarshim also mentioned, if a person hires a worker knowing he's not going to be there to pay upon completion, then you cannot say that the fact that he didn't ask me for the money means he's moichel. He didn't ask his money because you're not there. And therefore a person has to make sure one needs money with someone in order to pay, unless of course that one has an arrangement where one knows the employee is moichel. Now the third point, that the employer has to have money. Now the Gemara learns this out from the word itzro. It's actually learned that there's a cost of, if the employer doesn't have money, there's no itzro. What's called having money? Explain the function. Having money means having money readily and easily accessible to pay. One doesn't have to incur a loss to pay one's worker. However, what's called accessible, as we saw it in the Chofetz Chaim, if a person just doesn't have change, or for example a person has money they can collect a debt from somewhere else, or nowadays it's extremely relevant, if a person can go to an ATM machine and take money out the wall, you cannot say the fact that I haven't got money in my wallet means I haven't got money. You have to go and take out the money, go through that little bit of effort in order to do them, it's a sustain, not be able to allow. Therefore, if for example a person tells their babysitter, "I'm sorry, I haven't got change, I'll pay you tomorrow," that's only okay if the babysitter is actually moichel. If the babysitter is not left with a choice, it's said as a statement, then one can be able to issue the raisa. Even if one doesn't have enough money to pay the whole amount, the halakh is one has to pay whatever one has in order to not be over on this issue. Just to put these halakhs in the right perspective, the Mefarshim explain, if a person only has enough money left to either buy an esrog, or for example his matzahs, or to pay his worker on time. So the Mefarshim say, to buy matzahs is a mitzvah safek. If a person doesn't eat matzahs on Pesach, one isn't over on allowed, as long as one doesn't have chametz. If a person doesn't pay their worker on time, they're over on a lav as well as the mitzvah safek. So in the Mefarshim, it's more important to pay your worker on time than to buy your esrog, to buy your matzahs, because asei v'leis asei deicha asei. Just to show how our mindset is so rochuk from what the halacha really is. And finally, which type of people are included in these halachas? Now, we already mentioned a few exclusions. If, for example, a person hires to a third party, there won't be issurim. If a person requires an invoice, like a lot of situations do, there won't be issurim. What about if a person hires a goy? So here the Mishnah says that by getreshov, a goy who's been mekabel on himself, sheva mitzvah seinayach, even though there's no lav if one doesn't pay him on time, there will be an asay. There will be a bit of asay if one doesn't pay on time, or that one's mekayim an asay if one pays him on time. Clearly inferred from the Mishnah in Gemara is that a regular goy who hasn't been mekabel sheva mitzvah enough, there won't even be a bitul asay. And in fact, the Rambam passes that nowadays there's no such thing as a ger teshuv. So clearly nowadays there'll be no lav and no asay. However, of course, if there's any situation where there's a possibility of creating a chilul Hashem by not paying one's workers on time, or on the contrary, a possibility of creating a kiddush Hashem and making sure the goy sees how particularly you have to pay on time, of course there's a big inyan to do that, as there is in all areas of life where one can make a kiddush Hashem. However, today's shiur on the topics of balkonim and the lav and the da'asei do not refer to employment of a goy. What about employing a child? Even though in Kolat HaYekula we say a child doesn't have kinyonim d'oraisa, nevertheless, as the Chofetz Chaim, if a person employs a child, he's mechuyev min hatorah to pay that child. The child has a right min hatorah to that money. Therefore, for example, if a person has a child, I'm talking about a child under bas mitzvah or bar mitzvah, obviously over. If a person has a child under bas mitzvah who, let's say, sometimes does babysitting by other people, and now the parent wants their child to be at home, so the parent says, "You know what? Babysit for me at home here." I don't know in this country if you allow babysitters under 12, but babysit for me at home here, and I'll pay you. I'll pay the going rate. And then they babysit and you don't pay. Since the Chofetz Chaim, you're over on the issur d'oraisa. Even though it's your own child, even though they're under bas mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. I would like to put in here, pashtus, that if a person tells their child, for example, "Do your homework on time and I'll give you a sweet," such a scenario, that is clearly not meant to be employment. That's meant to be incentive, reward, which is a standard part of chinuch. And therefore that isn't employment. If one doesn't do on time, although one is advised to honor one's words for basic chinuch reasons, but if one doesn't do on time, there won't be any issurim involved. And finally, paying by check. Now, the halachas of our Torah are that a person hires a worker, they have to pay them cash. Normally, in other areas of the Peshimish, what we find that shor hakesef is kekesef. That something which has a financial value is equivalent to money, and you can pay something which has a financial value. The Torah explains, since the whole reason why a person works is to bring home money at the end of the day in order to buy food for their family and other requirements, if you give them something that's worth money, but they're then going to have to go and change it, that's going to take too long, and that's not what the Torah requires. Therefore, there's the machlekes and the poskim, what is the status of a check? Do we say a check is considered like cash, like money, or not? The prevalent approach is that in Eretz Yisrael, where people pay by check, and then that person takes the check and he gives it in the makolet, and the makolet gives that check into his distributor, etc. There, a check is mamish like cash, and you just sign at the end. About time, I was once told a money changer got a check, there was no room on the back for signatures. It's been signed by so many people. But here in England, well, as far as I'm aware, most denials of a check are not handed to such an extent. There's definitely opinions in the posse who say that it's not considered like cash. If it's not considered like cash, then it would seem one can't pay one's work with a check. However, like we mentioned with all other areas, if the person who you hire knows when you're hiring him that it's definitely a possibility or probability or a fact he's going to get paid by check, so I'll ask him, he's taking on the job. He didn't ask when you took him on, please, by the way, only pay me cash. So that's why in that understanding he's taking on the job, then he's, for all intents and purposes, forfeiting his right to be paid with cash. As long as, when the time is, when he finishes the job, you actually pay him check. If you don't pay him check or cash, then you're vital. You'll be over on the Isa. Now finishing the mother in the month of Avelus, Mitzvah, moving on to the month of Simcha, Mitzvah Shem, Mishteh, only Besuah Tevus, entirely so.